The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
We're going to kick things off, though, with RTE. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, with me now. So, Sean, what exactly have the government agreed to?
Yes, so they've basically agreed a new model for the funding of RTE that's going to see the licence fee kept in the way that it was, €160 per household with a television, but also added state funding to RTE to the tune of a total of €725 million over the next 3 years. So the breakdown of that, if you want to take it, say, for next year, it's €225 million. Actually, RTE were looking for more. They were looking for about €30 million more, but have got €225. The government estimating about €105 million of that is going to come from the licence fee, €78 million from these free TV licences to the likes of over 70s and the Department of Social Protection, and then €42 million from the Exchequer, from general taxation, to go towards RTE. The claims of the government basically is that this is going to kick the, you know, not just kick the problem out, this is going to address the problem by having multi-annual budgets, something that no other part of the government has, in that RTE has certainty now for 3 years at least as to what its funding is going to look like. They've also been talking about increased collection through OnPost. OnPost is getting €6 million more over the course of those 3 years to deal with that collection. And then there's a little bit, tiny little drop in the water for independent broadcasters like ourselves as well, an extra €4 million into a fund. The way that fund works, it doesn't go directly to stations like News Talk or local radio stations. It's a fund that you have to apply for, and there are new measures in there for court reporting and local government reporting that stations can apply for money, but no direct new money.
Yeah, so we knew this was coming to a degree, that kind of cabinet, after kind of much wrangling, had decided to keep the licence fee. How much division was there around the cabinet table?
Well, it was quite a bit in the end. And I mean, Catherine Martin was sort of hauled over her own comments earlier, where she had said something like this would be the worst of both worlds, in that you had a tax on households and then you also had money coming from the Exchequer. And she sort of rode that back, saying she was talking about something different, that a household tax rather than a TV licence had been put to her, and walking that back. She's trying to claim a win in that she has got the multi-annual funding. It's not just for 1 year, so there's not going to be a budget row every single year. Whereas Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil wanted to keep the licence fee. They didn't want that 130 odd million as it is now with the lower payment, but in theory more than €200 million to have to come from government. But even after the press conferences, there's so many questions. So firstly, there's no detail of how there will be the extra collection. That's gone to a steering group or a working committee or something of that name, which will report back within 3 months. So we know OnPost has got €6 million, but we don't know what OnPost is going to do with that €6 million to make it easier to collect the TV licence fee. One of the things that the minister suggested was that the database that they have is actually pretty poor, that for one in five households, they don't even have a name. It's the householder that the bill goes out to, so they don't know who they're chasing for the money. But I mean, one of the, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty about this. For example, what happens if people don't now pay the TV licence fee? Because all these figures are based on people that are increasing. More people are paying it this year than they did last year when the controversy was at its height. Mm. They reckon it'll be €105 million to RTE next year, but they've guaranteed this funding. So if it was only €90 million, the government's still going to have to pay that difference. It's going to have to pay the €15 million shortfall. So there's quite a lot of questions still in this that I don't think have been answered very well.
Catherine Martin, I mean, look, she's a politician. Any of us in that situation would try and walk back her earlier comments. But I mean, to a degree, she has got to take that on the chin. Households and people listening to this, I mean, the distinction between a TV licence versus a household charge is immaterial. Mm. It's a fee that you have to pay if you've got a roof over your head, whatever it's called. And this is the worst of both worlds in the way she described it. If you accept her logic when she said that, you must certainly accept it today.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem is that this hasn't solved the ongoing problem of RTE. There is still that problem that people aren't paying the licence fee, which even when things were better, RTE was losing between 10 and €20 million a year to non-compliance of the TV licence fee. You've then also got the question of how much of this is actually going towards making RTE a better place to work and a better broadcaster for the public who consumes the media. And one thing I put to the minister is, how much of that is earmarked for redundancies? Because we know there's going to be a huge redundancy package at RTE over the next few years. And she couldn't give that figure. She said that the first 40 redundancies are going to be funded by the land sale in 2017, the money that's left over from that. And after that, she doesn't have a figure for how much of the money that the government has guaranteed is going to be spent on redundancy. We don't know, is it 10 million? Is it 20 million? Is it a huge chunk of that? And given that RTE didn't get what they were looking for, you'd have to be pessimistic that there's actually going to be a better service as a result of all the taxpayer paying this much more money.
What do the radio listeners and the TV viewers think? Henry McKeed has been in Finglas today asking people whether they were happy with the changes or whether an opportunity had been missed.
I don't watch anything on RTE. I think the annual fee going to your post office to pay is a bit archaic and old-fashioned. It is essentially a taxation, so make it a taxation and take it out of wages. I think it's easier for people or students, you know, to pay it over time.
So it should have just come out of general taxation, you
think? Yeah, I'd just be honest about what it is, you know. It is to fund the Irish television services, you know.
So. You pay at the moment?
Yes, yeah.
Do you watch RTE? Do you listen to RTE?
No, it's all HBO watching.
You don't?
Using online sites and Netflix and things like that. Not even the news, no.
But you pay anyway?
I do, yeah. I pay late, but I pay.
Well, I suppose we have to pay for television, don't we? You can't expect it for nothing, you know?
Are you happy with the service that RTE
gives you? No. Oh, no. No, it's for the price of it, it's not really, you know?
But the GAA coverage at the weekend was good. Also, the Euro coverage was good. The Olympics is coming up. They also will have that. That's Fair City.
Yeah, but you never hear anything that happens around Finglas. There's people attacked. There's people robbed. And, you know, things. And you never hear anything. Years ago, you'd see cameras, the RTE vans would be out.
You don't
see any of that.
So you want them to come out here?
Not only here, but, I mean, you know, there's lots of things happening around the country that we, you know, you only hear from people you hear it from. You don't hear it on the news, you know.
No, it's not value for money. There's never anything on it, on TV, especially the weekends and that, you know, especially for the children.
Do you watch anything on RTE or listen to any channels?
Really only the news. That's the only thing that we listen to.
Should the government and RTE have reimagined the whole thing? Instead, it's normal licence fee and then general taxation as well to pay for it all.
It kind of feels like a double tax to me, really. That's my initial kind of thought, yeah. But I think the licence fee is enough. I do actually like RTE. I'm watching a lot of stuff, you know. I'm out to get ridiculed.
So what do you like watching?
I watched their programme the other night on Casey, which was good.
So you liked that documentary about Bishop Eamon Casey?
I like their documentaries. I do. They come up with some good stuff, yeah. But obviously, they probably shall have repeats, a lot of shite as well, let's say. Yeah.
So you can understand the licence fee staying the same, and then it's going to be 25 million in 25, 40 million in 26, and 60 million in 27. They're top-ups. They'll come out of direct taxation out of your pocket at the end of the day.
Well, it's hard to pinpoint it, really, you know. I just think that general licence fee is enough as it is. Anything extra now is just going to really annoy and frustrate people.
I don't think that's right, because you shouldn't have to pay TV licence to watch TV.
I don't pay anyways.
You don't pay anyways?
No, never pay.
I'm not paying any television lights ever again.
Why not?
Because I don't watch RTE.
And you just stop paying?
Yeah.
And what happens when the inspector knocks on the door?
Nothing. I don't open it.
You just don't open it. Has that happened?
Loads of times, yeah.
And you just don't open it?
Yeah, I don't open it.
Do you watch anything on RTE?
Nope.
What about Fair City?
Nope. No, I wouldn't watch that.
Right, they would much better say they were very keen to stress that. One listener says on the text line, I'm one of the Egypts who didn't use the RTE debacle as an excuse not to pay the RTE licence. I paid it and I demand those who skived off be penalised for their theft. Emma O'Kelly is with me, RTE's education correspondent, of course. Emma, Sean mentioned there, I mean, kind of conditions of people who work in the organisation, questions about redundancy and who might be losing their jobs over the next few years. How has this news today been received by you and your colleagues?
Kieran, we're really, really disappointed. It is very, very disheartening for people who are working in here to see that this morning the government sat around a table and signed off on maintaining a TV licence payment system that everyone knows is completely outmoded, completely past its sell-by date and no longer fit for purpose. The idea of continuing to tie funding for public service media to whether or not someone has a TV set in the corner of their sitting room is just dismaying. I mean, I was looking at one source, at the Reuters kind of study of news, how people consume news. And among young people now, 70% of young people are getting their news online or from social media. That includes, by the way, getting it from RTE. Just 18% of young people rely on a TV set for their news. So, I mean, it's it's inexplicable and very, very sad that the government has decided to actually copper fasten, keeping with the system that is that should be abandoned. Also, I'll say, I mean, the government had wind in its sails because it had two reports. The Future of Media Commission looked at the situation internationally and came back and said, we need to phase out the TV licensing system in favour of some form of exchequer funding. The Oireachtas Media Commission committee did the same job more recently, and last month published its report saying that it had looked at the situation internationally and the best and most equitable way to go was to phase out the TV licence system. And yet, inexplicably, we have this decision today.
What politicians say by way of rationale for maintaining some sort of TV licence or household charge rather than exchequer funding is that exchequer funding effectively makes the funding of RTE a political question every year or every 3 years. Can you understand that rationale?
Not at all. Not at all. And I think it's ironic that the government is telling us that. You know, let us be the arbiters of what helps us maintain our editorial independence. And when those two bodies I talked about, when they looked out, the Future Media Commission, for example, and the Oireachtas Media Committee, that was a huge thing that they looked at, how to have a funding mechanism that maintains editorial independence, because, of course, that's really important. And they came back. There are countries all over Europe that are doing that, have exchequer funding and have systems, inbuilt systems that maintain editorial independence. That is completely manageable. Whereas now, with the current system we have RTE compromised and you know, to a large extent, beholden to government to sort out our funding situation.
Do you think that more attempts should have been made to reform how taxpayers' money, be it through a licence, a TV licence, or a household charge or direct exchequer funding, is spent in RTE? Because this is a kind of a charge that has been made, not in the financial sense, by some that they don't mind paying, but what they don't want, they want that money to go to, like, the brilliant Girls in Green documentary from Marie Crowe and Mark Tighe, for example, or the Bishop Eamon Casey special the other night, or the work that you do in the news, or that type of stuff. What they don't want to go, the money to go to, is subsidising reruns of The Repair Shop, which is currently on RTÉ1 television.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is completely the other side of the coin. And we are the workers here are absolutely on side with what the public feel about that. But I will say that, like, reruns of shows and that is down to a lack of funding. I mean, I watched Anne Sheridan's programme on Eamon Casey. I actually watched it on the player last night. And I mean, that kind of, you know, investigation requires funding. There's just no two ways around it. And to have a proper fit for purpose public service media, and it is what the public wants. And, like, studies and surveys have shown that, you know, you need funding. If you don't have funding, you will have repeats. You know, and there is a fear that the service has almost been run down, so that people will say, well, what are we paying for, you know, repeats for, you know?
But could RTE meet the government halfway in that regard? Like, I mean, you could sell 2FM, for example. Some of the money is going to keep that open. I don't know what public service function it provides.
Yeah, look, I really can't go into, you know, arguments around 2FM because I'm just not the expert, but, you know, in that. At all. But, like, what I will say, what we have today in terms of the if you take the side of the coin that is the funding, we've government now allocating an additional 6 million of public funds to pay for, you know, people on post, basically, to go chasing people to pay an outmoded and inequitable license, to go hauling people through the courts if they don't pay. And that is public money, an additional 6 million. And that's on top of last year. I read that Unpuff spent 8.4 million enforcing payment of the TV licence. Now, why is taxpayers' money, you know, millions of taxpayers' money being spent literally only on trying to enforce a totally outmoded payment system? I mean, that alone would be a saving if you had exchequer funding. You're immediately freeing up all that money that is spent literally with inspectors knocking on doors going, can I get into your living room to see, have you got a TV set in the corner?
Emma O'Kelly is RTE's education correspondent. She's also the chair of the National Union of Journalists, a Dublin Broadcasting Branch. Eamon Delaney is an author and columnist who's with me as well. Eamon, what's your sense of this decision by government?
Well, I'd agree with Emma entirely that it's... it's a lost opportunity. I think that's what you said yourself, the worst of both. Let's go back to Catherine Martin's original comments, which is it is the worst of both worlds. They should have just abolished the licence fee, which is antiquated, outmoded from a different era, and it attacks on people who, many of whom don't watch RT, many of whom don't even watch television, even though they have a television, they watch Netflix or whatever. But of course, I would take a more fundamental approach of why is the state or the government funding any one particular broadcasting outlet above others at all? And that's from a different era where we believe that, you know, Ireland and our national identity is tied up with the GAA and the Irish language and RTE. But we have to accept that if the other media are like your own station or TV3, Virgin, as it's now called, or Today FM or all the other groups and the newspapers are prepared to accept that one media organisation should get a special support from the state, if they're not going to fight that in terms of free market and that, then I'm not going to fight for them. Do you know what I mean? But really, in this day and age, it is amazing that one organisation can get money just because of its public service remit, inverted commas.
Would you be happy to see the state directly funding one outfit, as it were, if that outfit was more like what the BBC is and it wasn't out there in the market trying to look for sponsorship and buy advertising and competing with all those other organisations, that it was a kind of a much purer version of public service broadcasting rather than this kind of hybrid thing in Montrose?
Yeah. I would, as a kind of compromise, if you like, to take an absolutist position. Totally, I would, yeah, because it is a hybrid, as you say. And they, like, even the advertising market, I don't know how it is now, but certainly when I wrote about this before, it was quite distorted by the fact that RTE had a state subsidy through the licence fee and other supports, and it was competing for other organisations who, and then advertising rates were depressed as a result. There was also the fact that the newspapers had to compete with an RTE print page, you know, online, if you like. Not, this is a non-broadcast.
Yeah.
And but the newspapers accepted that. But yeah, I would. The RTE, I mean, I like, in fairness to RTE, it is very fit and lean now. You know, there's not as much baggage. I mean, I know you talked about the repair shop there, but I actually found myself watching it, quite a bit of it yesterday. I haven't watched TV for a long time, and I was so impressed.
Yeah, I actually love the repair shop. I feel bad that I picked on the repair shop because I love the repair shop.
Well, I don't even know what the repair shop is actually. But I'll give you an example. So, like, let's take a couple of programs in a row. I watched Ears to the Ground came on. I thought, this is excellent. Agriculture, farmers, a guy becoming a cooper, public service broadcasting at its best, or broadcasting at its best. And then I watched Fair City. I hadn't watched it for youngs. I thought, this is okay, you know. Actors get their break here, whatever. So it is fit and lean. And on radio, definitely, you take a weekend, they do all these programs that no one else will do commercially. They do on traditional music, the arts program, Arena. So that's enough plugs for them. Like, we're in a world where the government's kind of bottling it, and they should have not. But it's the tax idea.
But the other sense people have, and to a degree, kind of, you know, where people in the media are kind of peripheral to the media, like as if, you know, talking about the media. For a lot of people at home, they don't follow this in the same detail. And you can set aside kind of director generals and barter accounts and vision strategies and Fair City and all of that. Yeah. And what they'll think is, sorry, is this the organisation that have shown themselves to be completely financially inept with taxpayers' money, and they're basically getting a pay rise? Because what the government have guaranteed them for the next 3 years is more than they've ever collected from the licence fee.
Totally. And I mean, I just, this crisis, like, there's always been a debate about RTE, and there was always a feeling in the past, and many of my friends worked there, it was overmanned. It was in many respects underworked. You know, it was a big old semi-state public sector body. Now it's fit and lean. But they had almost come out of that crisis. They were facing the digital age. And then we had the Ryan Tuberty, not picking on him personally, but his salary. And that, like, it always takes, you know yourself, Kieran, you're in the news. It takes one crisis and suddenly a spotlight comes and it stayed there. And you're right, you know, and it is the whopping salaries which were sustained and the secret payments. So unfortunately, you lose the trust of the public. And it's very hard to regain it. And so I feel for Emma and our colleagues, and she's made some very spirited statements over the last few years on their behalf, the people who are grinding away there in newsrooms. But yeah, a crisis of confidence because of whopping salaries and financial mismanagement.
And Jack in Kilkenny says, you know what, Kieran, I begin to think the government actually does have that magic money tree hidden somewhere that they reference sometimes as not existing. Sean Defoe, before you go, lots of people getting in touch. And if I had to kind of wrap up the kind of unifying theme of their observations, is that the government have bottled it because they're afraid of RTE.
Ooh, they're
politicians afraid of the treatment they might get?
There's possibly a bit of that, but remember, they weren't all that afraid 9 months ago when they were laying into RTE at every single opportunity and being able to stick the boot in, absolutely. But they have bottled this decision. If you can listen hard enough, you can still hear Catherine Martin punting this to the next government to actually make a decision on the fundamental future of the licence fee and how everyone gets the money. So good luck to the next government in dealing with it, and we'll be talking about it again no doubt in 3 years.
As Sean said right at the outset, Catherine Martin said this would be the worst of both worlds, and it is indeed the decision that she and others have settled on. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, Emma O'Kelly from RTE, and the NUJ, Eamon Delaney, the author and columnist. Thank you all very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.